Hi there, welcome back to Adventures of the Airstream Oracle. Well, if you follow along, you'll know I didn't get a podcast done on Tuesday, and I have to apologize, but this has been a really interesting ride healing from COVID. Like I said the last couple of episodes, I'm so grateful that I was able to get those antibodies and stop, you know, the virus from progressing. But what I didn't expect was just the level of exhaustion that has stayed with me as my body is trying to heal from this thing. And, you know, with my chronic Lyme and my mold poisoning, and I had vaccine injury and did a whole bunch of stuff that, you know, caused my immune system to just completely shoot craps back in 2015. So I've dealt with a lot of viral stuff and a lot of recovery, you know, but this one's different. This is really strange. It's like if you've had surgery, you know how you feel like a day or two after surgery where you still feel like there's anesthesia in your body and your body's really struggling to come back to balance, and just like everything takes 3 times longer and like gets you out of breath. That's what it feels like. There's just a level of exhaustion in my body right now that is kind of hard to describe. Like I cannot sleep enough. But you know, all that being said, I'm so grateful. I mean, you know, 10 days ago, I wasn't sure if I was going to have to be hospitalized. So I'm thrilled. I'm not complaining. It's just, I'm trying to describe it to people so they understand just how debilitating those bugs are. I mean, that, especially this Delta variant, man, it's 1,000 times more contagious, more infectious, and it just packs a punch. So I have been doing, you know, like I've said in the last couple of episodes, just as much self-care as I possibly can. I'm finally back to the Airstream for the last couple of days, and it's part of why I didn't get the podcast done. My pet sitting client had to extend. She got stuck on the East Coast because of the tropical storm, or I guess it became a hurricane. Hurricane Fred. But so she got postponed, and then she missed her connecting flight when she was supposed to come back. So I ended up having to stay till like through Tuesday and deep clean. And man, there's nothing like being physically exhausted. And for the first couple of days, if I just tried to like walk out to the mailbox and get the mail and, you know, pick up the paper or something and come back inside, I was out of breath. I would sweat. I couldn't catch my breath. I felt like I'd run a marathon. So it's been interesting. It's been a slow build. But on last Tuesday, when I should have had a podcast for you, I was so busy deep cleaning and disinfecting and trying to, you know, decontaminate this house that I'd been in for 12 days, because I didn't want my pet sitting client to come home, you know, to a whole bunch of COVID virus on everything. So I had HEPA filters going, and I had a mask on, you know, the entire day, which makes it harder to breathe when you're having some lung issues. And I was just deep cleaning everything, and it was going to be fine because I was supposed to go home Tuesday night, and I got everything all cleaned up. And then she calls and she's like, oh, I missed my connector. Not her fault, but so she missed, you know, the last flight out. So I had decontaminated everything, and then I had to stay. I had to spend the night. But, you know, I had washed the sheets, then her bedding and stuff, like triple washed everything and got it back on the bed. So I was like, I'm not going to redo that. So I slept badly on her couch, but the dog was so sweet. He cuddled with me. He was like, this is weird. This is not where we sleep. But you know, I tried to wear a mask while I was sleeping because I had already had the HEPA filters going so strong. I don't know, I was probably being a little paranoid about it, because I can, that's the thing about being chronically ill, you know, for the last off and on for my whole life, really, but really badly for, you know, for the last 8 or 10 years, is you get really OCD and you really think about germs, and like, I don't wear shoes in my house, or you know, especially in the Airstream, and you know, you just think about the germs and the viral load that are everywhere and how it spreads. And so I've been training for this marathon of you know, COVID quarantine and protecting myself for, you know, for the last 8 years or so. But what I hadn't factored in was that I would get it. And it was, like I said before, really fascinating to have so many tools at my disposal and such an amazing skill set and community surrounding me with all these beautiful synchronicities that just fell into place, you know, to help me move through this quickly. So I'm super grateful, but I am really, really tired, and I'm just having to rest. I'm such a dork. The last 2 days, pretty much what I've done, I've been able to pull it together. Like today was a big day. I showered and I washed my hair and I shaved my legs and, you know, I clipped my nails and did my toenails and, you know, did like deep hygiene stuff. And I had to do some cooking and I had to get groceries sent in and cleaned up and delivered. And I had a client, I had a coaching client today. So I actually put on a little bit of makeup for the first time, you know, in a couple of weeks, and pulled it together and had an hour and a half session with him. And then, man, with all that done, by the time I was done with him, all I could do was crawl on the couch on the Airstream. And I don't know why I do this, but I have been watching for the last couple of years on my really down days. It used to be I'd watch the Waltons because it felt like home, not the home I really had, but it felt like the childhood I wanted. But apparently I'm like a 75-year-old man. I watch, when I don't feel good, I watch Gunsmoke and The Rifleman and Bonanza and Big Valley. Like I don't have cable in the Airstream because, you know, money's been so tight that it was like, okay, dude, you don't need to, you know, waste money on that. So I have one of those over-the-air antennas that, you know, it's like a $20 antenna and it picks up HD channels, which, you know, is great. So I get MeTV, which basically has, you know, a lot of old reruns of stuff. So I've been watching every damn episode of every Western that there is. And on one hand, it's really cool because I, you know, the casting director in me loves seeing all these actors that you just, you know, they're all gone now. And it's really been fun to watch all the character actors come on and the people when they were first starting their careers, you know, getting one of their first roles and stuff. It was really fun for that. But there's something comforting to it. And I can't quite put my finger on it. You know, when I was a kid, I used to watch Gunsmoke with my Grandpa Pinkston, and he was really simple and calming. He would watch it at night, and I would play with, like, Lincoln Logs and, you know, toys and stuff in front of the TV while he watched it. So, I don't know, there may be something tied to that, because he was one of the most peaceful and loving, you know, parts of my childhood. But I don't know, there's something goofy about that. But it must have stuck with me because, like, as a little kid, and I may have said this before in the past, I don't remember if I've told you this story, but I grew up in a neighborhood with mostly boys, and I was a real tomboy. But you still have girly things you want to do. So all the boys in my neighborhood, you know, they wanted to play war and army and, you know, all that stuff. So I had a backpack from the Army Navy store and, you know, canteens and, you know, all the guy stuff for, you know, playing army. So, and I had a plastic rifleman fake rifle for some reason. So whenever we go play army in the park behind our house, which is a big 3-acre park that we didn't have a backyard fence. Nobody in our neighborhood did. It just backed up to this 3-acre park, which was awesome. So it was like having the world's biggest backyard and had a creek in it. And so we'd go down and we'd play army in the creek and I'd play with all the boys. But what I would do to get my girl time in is I would bring like milk in a canteen and cookies and all kinds of, you know, jerky and just snacks and stuff And, you know, I said it was rations. And, you know, whenever everybody would get kind of tired, that was the only way I could get anybody to sort of have a tea party with me. Although it was, you know, cloaked in camouflage and canvas and army stuff. But, you know, I'd pull out the rations and make all these dudes that were younger and some were older have a tea party with me. But it's funny, I was watching Rifleman today and that flashed in my head that I actually had a Rifleman plastic rifle. So there's something there, you know, something interesting and comforting about it. But anyway, so I'm sorry that I'm not doing more with the podcast. I did want to come on and just tell you guys hi, but this is tricky because I'm still having to do my nebulizer treatment. I'm still having to do 4 or 5 times a day this olfactory therapy that I researched because my taste buds and my sense of smell are gone. It's interesting. They'll come back slightly in waves, and I'll be doing this olfactory testing, and you know, some of it'll break through, and I get really excited. But then the next time I try it, like it's just gone again. But what this testing is, basically it's trying to rewire your brain to remember what the smells are so that you can open up that olfactory pathway, because that's where the COVID virus takes hold in your body, is in, you know, up in your sinuses, and it kills off a lot of those receptors of smell, which is why you don't have taste buds, because, you know, smell and taste are so closely linked. So this olfactory training basically is just, you know, you look at, they said use essential oils. So you look at, like, you know, lime, what they say, do lime, rose, cloves, eucalyptus, and peppermint, just as an example. I think that's what one of the doctors does. And you're supposed to just sniff them, you know, for 5-10 seconds multiple times a day. But you look at the label to remind yourself, like, this is lime, and then you smell it, and you try to get your brain to kind of kick back in and remember what that smells and feels and tastes like. And I'm also doing some stuff that I researched to and the brain fog's coming back, which is that really bothers me, but that's a big part of it too. Where was I going with this? Seriously. Oh, I researched that you got to get the inflammation down in that sinus cavity too. So I've been doing a neti pot with this really intense wash in it. It's called Alkalol, A-K-A-L-O-L. And it, I think it smells like essential oils because they said it's really strong. Don't use too much of it as you build up, but you know, I can't smell it, but it's supposed to thin the secretions and bring down the inflammation and all that. So I'm neti potting like 3 times a day. I am using a nasal steroid, which I'm not a fan of, but I'm trying to bring that inflammation down because I want to get my taste buds back. If you've never lost your sense of smell and taste, it's the weirdest damn thing. You basically get texture. And that's it. So you're chewing something that your mouth has known, you know, for, I'll be 56 next week. So for 56 years, you know, I've tasted something, you know, and you know what it tastes like. And now it just is a texture. It's so weird. Although I do have a little bit of sweet that I can taste, a little bit of salty, and a little bit of sour. Like, it almost feels like the outer edges of my tongue, like the periphery of my taste buds, are online still, but everything up the middle of the landing strip, just the lights are off and nobody's home. It's the weirdest thing. But I decided this morning, like, I gave up coffee for the last 10 or 11 days because it's like, you know, why bother? Why caffeinate yourself? And why, you know, if you can't taste it, because the smell and the taste of coffee is what I love. And so basically what I can taste is just the sweetness of the stevia I use, and I put coconut oil in it, kind of make it like a bulletproof coffee, but it also keeps you from having the caffeine letdown on the other side. It kind of sustains you if you've got blood sugar issues. And coconut oil is very good for dementia patients. So since my mom's got some dementia, I do coconut oil every day. But basically when I was drinking my coffee, I could just taste the sweetness and I could feel the coconut oil. Otherwise it just tasted like nothing. Which is, it's so bizarre. And I think I mentioned before, like, one of my biggest spidey senses is my sense of smell and taste, and something, you know, safety wise, like not being able to smell propane in case there's a leak, you know, when you live in an RV. That's a little spooky, like not being able to smell your septic system, like when it's time to dump, and, you know, or anything backing up, anything leaking, anything weird, like not having that skill is a little strange. But I feel like it will come back, because it's already trying to some. Like today, I could actually smell all the essential oils really well a couple of times, but tonight it's gone again, so it's time to do my nebulizer and another neti pot thing. But anyway, this is interesting, and I am sharing a lot of what I'm learning on Facebook and with other people, especially about those antibodies and the different, you know, treatments that I got and the different supplements and things that have been helpful to me. And that's been really rewarding, because I've had a lot of people reach out and say, man, you know, somebody that they love is really struggling with this, and that information helped them, that they got it right to them, and they went and got the antibody therapy because they had the info. So, you know, that kind of stuff has been good. So I woke up this morning thinking, okay, this getting COVID is like a masterclass for, you know, helping people long term with my coaching and with wellness and with, you know, with navigating the energetics of, you know, of dealing with possibly long-term, you know, long-term viral infection or the fallout from it. Because, man, I've been training for that one my whole life. So it's going to be interesting to see where this takes me in terms of my coaching and my healing work with people. Because, unfortunately, there are going to be millions upon millions of people in the world now that are in the same boat that I was in for the last 6 or 8 years, just dealing with a lot of inflammation, a lot of phantom body things that make no sense, a lot of stuff where they just have to get their immune systems as healthy as they possibly can, and then learn to love what is and not fight what their body's doing. Like, that's where I've had to get to with my chronic Lyme and with my mold symptoms and with Epstein-Barr and, you know, just all the autoimmune stuff that I've got. It's like, I had to learn to stop fighting it. I had to learn to embrace it as part of my journey, part of what's going on, you know, kind of assimilate the lessons and the gifts that are in it. And that was what was so interesting, you know, when I first got the COVID diagnosis. I think I've said this before, but I really panicked. It got scary fast, because I could feel it ramping up, and I could feel exponentially worse by the hour, and I was by myself, and I kicked into some serious anxiety. And I had to stop myself, though, because I had to remember, one, how powerful I am. Two, I'm a damn warrior. I've done hard things so many times. I could trust my body, and I could trust the support system that I have, my virtual support system primarily. And I could reach out, and I could just allow the universe to drop in my lap the tools I needed and trust that that would happen. And it did. Because I stopped fighting. I started practicing what I preach, what I teach my clients, what I work on, you know, daily. I practiced it. I dropped into a peaceful place. I dropped into a place of acceptance. I stopped resisting, and I started saying, yes, and I have this, and what can we do about it? What's the next right step? Okay, great. How do we do that? Okay, great. Perfect. Let me get scheduled for that. Okay, what's next? What do I do? I need to fuel my body, you know, with nutrient dense stuff. Like, you know, just let it all start to come back to me. What have I done to get myself through, you know, the darkest nights of the soul that I've come through physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually? Like, this is just one more one more step on that journey. So it's been interesting. But the second I stop fighting, like the universe does, everything rushes in as the gift that it is. And I've just been so blessed with so many people reaching out and sending love and prayers and healing energy. And I've got a bunch of, you know, intuitive life coaches and healers and energy workers and people that have been, you know, gifting me their time and sessions and, you know, energy work and just people reaching out and checking on me and sending a lot of love. And I've been receiving it and soaking it up and so grateful for it. So, you know, and I've been catching myself, you know, people are like, how are you better? And, you know, and my old me would have milked, oh, well, I am better. But, well, new me is like, yep, I'm good. I'm, you know, I'm tired. I got some congestion. I'm sleeping weird. I'm having trouble breathing a little bit, but I am good. Like, I'm here. I'm alive. I'm on the uptick. Like, this is good. So it's been a real gift of gratitude and just, you know, practicing the mindset of it didn't take me down. Because this was the crazy thing. When I got back to the Airstream, I wanted to sit down on my porch, you know, like 10 feet away from a neighbor that I hang out with some, but she was too scared to even come be, you know, upwind from me 10 feet away. And I don't blame her. But we were texting and then we got on the phone together, and it turns out there are 6 people in my RV park that have COVID now. And I haven't been around anybody, so I don't get the blame for giving it to anybody, because I've, you know, been super careful and staying completely away from anybody. But there's 6 or 7 people in the park, including the manager and his son. And day before yesterday, the manager got taken out of here in an ambulance. So these are unfortunately people that don't mask, they don't social distance, I don't think they were vaccinated, and they've been kind of science deniers and making fun of everybody. Like, they made fun of me a lot early on in the pandemic when I just sealed myself in the Airstream and didn't want to hang out with everybody. Well, they had a lot of bad habits during COVID, and this Delta variant is not playing with people. So they finally got it. And I, you know, I wouldn't wish it on anybody. I don't care how bad that manager's been to me. I would not wish what I went through on my worst enemy. So I'm hoping, you know, hoping to hear that everybody pulls out of it. But on a happier note, I'm thrilled to say, if you've been listening for a while, you know, I had the neighbor beside me that was such a jackass with the lights and the dogs and the meanness and the lies and all the stuff. They magically disappeared. That's the beauty of houses on wheels. They left last week. They're gone. And I talked to my new neighbor today, and I had just opened up to the universe and just put up this prayer and flares for, please just send somebody next door to me that is a good, loving, interesting, kind neighbor. That's all I want. And I talked to her today. She came out. We talked, you know, about 15 feet away from each other. She's amazing. And of course, she's intuitive and she's into energy medicine and, you know, on the same page with a whole bunch of stuff. So we had about a 15-20 minute conversation before my breath ran out, and it was great. So I am so thrilled to have great energy and sweetness next door again. And the crazy lady out back of me that had the dog that I thought was my reincarnated dog that ended up just really going off the deep end, she moved a couple of weeks ago to somewhere else in the park. So I'm so excited. All that dark energy that was around me and the heaviness and the weirdness that went with it, it's magically disappeared. So I held my space. My happy place is now intact again. All my plants are thriving. I've been sitting on my porch today. It dropped like 15 degrees today, and a storm blew in. So I sat out on the porch and listened to my fountain bubbling and listened to the rain on the patio and just enjoyed all the greenery and all my little geckos and lizards that are out there. So it was a very good day, but I'm really, really tired. But I wanted to just come on and say, you know, hopefully kind of a last final COVID chronicle, but I don't know. I'm not sure if more things will come up. I may share them, but I will try to get back on schedule and start doing podcasts about something else, you know, something more intuitive. But anyway, this was just an update. Wanted to say thank you again to everybody for the love and the care and the prayers and all the good energy you've been sending my way. And as always, thank you for listening and for being there. And I will talk to you guys next time. Take care. If you'd like to get in touch with me, there's a couple of ways to do that. You can find me on Instagram at @airstream_oracle, or you can email me at hello@shannonpinkston.com. I do one-on-one intuitive energy work, which basically means I will read into you energetically and intuitively, and I can really quickly find what has shut you down, the places where you're stuck, any place that you're in overwhelm, or connect the dots for you on a whole lot of things that bring you joy that you might have forgotten, that can lead you to your greater purpose and what really lights you up in the world. I'm able to do that really quickly for my clients. And I also provide like sacred energy wellness support and tips, and use my medical intuition to help, you know, figure out some of the places of dis-ease and contraction in your body. A lot of my clients have called me the joy whisperer, because they come into my sessions shut down and closed down and kind of contracted, and they end up leaving open and bright and sparkly and with a clearer, you know, path to their purpose and what makes their soul sing. So if any of that resonates with you, reach out. You can also find me on Facebook if you'd like to be part of my Facebook group. It's Dragonfly Energy Wellness and Empath Support. You can search for it, and we play intuitive games in there. We do a lot of energy support, and, you know, I come on, read oracle cards for my group, and just do whatever I can to connect us, you know, in deep conversations and things that matter. So if that resonates with you at all, any of the above, reach out. I'd love to hear from you. And as always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you.